right, let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. It's time for the Mark Rick Show, brought to you by Bennett Auto Supply. We need parts for your vehicle. Think Bennett Auto Supply. Bennett Auto Supply, drive with the leader. And J&K Roofing. J&K Roofing has been serving South Florida for 30 years, repairing and installing new roofs. If you have a leaky roof, call J&K at 954-961-ROOF. Coach Rick, good morning. Welcome to the show. Mark, you there?
Oh, hello. Yes, I didn't know we got started.
No, you know, we got to run a lot of commercials and updates, and we got all kinds of junk on this show. Don't you ever worry about that, Mark. We keep it busy, man. Hey, come on. You can be honest with us. I know you're a nice guy. I know that, but that had to feel good, beating a team that beat you a year ago, 24-3, the way you beat them. Had to feel pretty darn good.
Well, there's no doubt that that was part of the motivation. You know, a year ago, we're the ones winning the Coastal. We're the ones, you know, with an undefeated season going in and getting ready to play in the ACC championship game, and they knocked us off of their home. And, you know, now this time, obviously, they had won the Coastal, and they're playing for the ACC championship the next week. And I was actually reading some of the press conference stuff that they had, you know, prior to our game. And, you know, the media, they didn't want to talk at all about Miami. They wanted to talk about the game against Clemson and all those things. And, you know, Coach Narduzzi is trying to talk about us. And, you know, go back and remember how it felt when everybody wants to talk about Clemson and not about the next
right.
game. So, you know, it's just hard to get everybody focused. And they came in and you know, came into our warm weather climate this time of year. Probably wasn't real easy for them. And we just had a really outstanding performance. You know, the entire game by our defense, the entire game with our special teams and second half offensively, we came alive and, you know, ran the ball well and put it away. So it felt good. There was no drama and in the end, and it was a great way to finish the season.
Coach, that defense, 1 of 15, they held Pittsburgh on third downs. They just been playing lights out almost all season long, but last couple weeks too, they've been playing really, really good for you. Tackles for loss, all the great stats that we always hear about, but they've really been an elite status.
Yeah, well, 14 tackles for loss. I don't even know how many sacks in the game, but you know, really just pretty much shut them down, smothered them. They, you know, Pitt had run the ball so well against so many people, and it always starts with the D line, and you know, Tito Odenigbo, he played great. Gerald Wells played great. You know, our guys on the edge, Joe and Garvin, and you know, the guys just dominated in our linebacking core. You know, was kind of banged up a little bit. Mike Smith was out, and Shaq was struggling with a pulled muscle and you know, battling to, you know, stay in the game. And, you know, so our linebacking core kind of gutted it out. And then, you know, we gave up no big plays, and that's the big thing. When you don't give up a big play, you got a chance to shut a team out or at least, you know, keep them to three. And you know, the field goal, I think, was after a turnover that we had. So, and a couple penalties actually kind of helped to move the ball into field goal range that we had on defense. But that was a heck of a day.
Coach, Travis Homer, man, I tell you, he has a huge game. He almost gets to 1,000 yards because of it. I think he had 8 carries for 168 yards. But the other thing is, he had a great block, and at first it looked like it might be a penalty. He might even get kicked out of the game, and looked at it right away. And it's just a great block to help on the punt return touchdown. Your two running backs play special teams. I think it's going to help both those guys be able to play at the next level for the fact not only are they good at catching the ball and running it, but the special team stuff. But, man, Travis Homer buys into it about as much as anybody. Has that surprised you?
Well, not really, because that, you know, his year one was mostly, you know, special teams play. That's where he got the majority of his playing time. And he was the best special teamer that we had as a true freshman. And so we were used to him doing that. He could have, as a freshman, he started on all 4 of the major special teams, not counting extra point field goal. And he was dominant. I mean, he wasn't good. He was dominant. And as you saw, you know, he makes a key block for DJ Dallas on that punt return. And you know, DJ makes about 3 guys miss, and he gets to the wall, and the wall's set up. We get some key blocks, one of them being Homer. And you know, it was a violent hit, but it was a legal hit. You know, he hit with his shoulder. He hit below the head and neck area, And, so he didn't get the targeting, which was great. There was also, I don't know if you guys saw it or not, but one of our players right around that very same spot as DJ was taking it into the end zone was kind of, you know, messing with their sideline a little bit. And I thought we were getting a foul for, you know, taunting the sideline because the official was right next to that guy. But it was the possible targeting. And then when it, once you saw it on the replay one time, you knew, well, you didn't know because you never know what the officials
right.
do. But you thought for sure we were going to be in good shape. And it was a great job by DJ.
Coach.
We actually, go ahead. I was just going to say we actually punted the ball well, which was nice.
Yep.
And, I mean, our special teams last couple games have been stellar. And the other thing that was big is just playing, you know, for our seniors. I mean, these guys, the night before the game, I called on every single name of every senior. I read some quotes from some of our guys talking about, you know, how much they love playing with their teammates. And, you know, try to use that as extra motivation, too. And I thought everybody rallied around those guys and did a good job for them.
Coach, all right, Nikosi Perry, 6 of 24, 52 yards. Not the greatest stat line I've seen, but what do you think about his game and going forward with him? What does he have to work on to make sure he is that starter next year?
Well, you know, if you saw every bit of the game, it was very frustrating in that, you know, we had a lot of balls that were put on the money and dropped, you know, a lot of third down catches that were going to be first downs. And, you know, so there's a little bit of that. And then there's some moments where we had guys open and we didn't hit them as well. So it was a little bit of both. I thought the line actually protected well. There was one time they got us on a blitz that, we had schemed it one way and they kind of, you know, sometimes, you know, they'll put in something new and we weren't ready for it. They got us one time. I don't even know if it turned into a sack. Kosi might have scrambled for a yard or something. But other than that, I thought we protected well. We ran the ball well. But, Kosi's like any other quarterback. I mean, rule number one, hit your target, you know, and be able to handle, you know, all the assignments and all the pressure of the job. And, you know, he's learning and growing, and we'll see what happens in the bowl game. He'll still be the starter going in that, and we'll see how he plays. But the bottom line is everybody's got to, you know, do their job and do it well. And if he does that, he'll be the guy.
Coach, with no tight ends, you spread things out. I know a lot of people really liked it and said, we got to get Mark Richt to go to that spread offense and get out of that thing he's been running. Is it something you liked? I know you had to do it, but what were your thoughts on it? Is something you consider down the road more of?
Yeah, well, we do run that set a good bit. And a lot of times the tight end is split out in that set. We got some high quality tight ends, and we're going to use them for sure. And I think the bottom line is, you know, first downs, touchdowns is what you want. You know, I think it doesn't matter how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the bottom line is if you're moving the ball, you're getting first downs, you're controlling the ball when you need to, you're scoring touchdowns in the red zone. I think that's what people want to see. Period. You know, they want to see more offensive production. Period. And the style of it, you know, is obviously you know, it gets into the conversation if you're not having as much success as you want. So, but, you know, I like spreading it out. I mean, I like the fact that when we do run just a simple zone play, you know, everybody's accounted for except for a safety and you know, the guy in charge for the quarterback on the zone read. And if they play the quarterback and we hand the ball off and block it well, like we did a few times, and make the one safety miss, then we're scoring points or we're, you know, getting long runs. So, you know, you can run the ball out of that spread as well as throw it. So, yeah, we'll definitely be in the spread a good bit.
All right, Coach, last week, boy, what a punch in the gut for me just seeing whatever happened. I've had everybody ask me, and I said, well, I asked Coach Jeff Thomas, leaves the team. I don't know if it was mutual, but obviously a very explosive player and potentially a heck of a wide receiver, maybe even at the next level. What happened there, Coach? Can you tell the fan base what it was?
Well, it just, I guess if you read the quote of just, you know, everybody's got to do things a certain way and, you know, work within the system, that's all. And it just didn't work out is the best way I can say it.
Some thought.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say this. I'm a Jeff fan, and I want Jeff to have success in the future, but it just wasn't going to happen here.
just I know some people thought he was frustrated. He wasn't getting the ball enough. Some said he wasn't following rules. It was just
Well, it's over, and you know, I don't want to. I'm not going to get into the details or anything. That's just not what I do.
All right, and let me ask you, bowl game. Everybody's trying. I love now. Everybody's trying to predict which bowl game it is. You probably have a pretty good idea which one you're going to, Coach. You can break it right now to us.
Yeah, I wish I could tell you. We don't know yet. There's a lot of things that happen that I don't even understand sometimes. But you know, Blake's going to get this thing figured out. We did have a conversation, and there was a few, you know, that it looked like were on the table, but by no means was there any one bowl that, you know, we're settled on. And I heard something as I was, you know, listening before I got on the air with you guys. And,
yeah.
You know, no one knows right now. So
that guy that did that report for us, tell him just to go ahead and stick
slow down, right?
Slow down there, Nelly. I got you.
Yeah, tell him to pump the brakes.
tell him to worry about some other things right now in that update. All right, that's fair. That's fair enough.
All right, man.
Hey, Coach, before we go, I know you got to go here. Just overall, with such a great defense, how frustrating is it that you end up with that 7-5 record? Now it's regular season. I know you tried to take a positive spin. I know that one month of losing was rough.
There's no doubt.
What were your thoughts on?
I mean, it is frustrating. There's no doubt. Frustrating for everybody. And I understand that. And, you know, we want to finish out this bowl season strong and recruit our tails off and make sure we do a better job in the future. And that's just all there is to it.
All right, Coach. Thank you very much, as always, for your time. We'll talk to you again.
All right. We'll see you, man.
All right. That was Mark Rick, brought to you by Bennett Auto Supply. When you need parts for your vehicle, think Bennett Auto Supply. Bennett Auto Supply, drive with the leader. And J&K Roofing. J&K has been serving South Florida for 30 years, repairing and installing new roofs. If you have a leaky roof, call J&K 954-961-ROOF.